interruptus in Iraq. With news of the imminent withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq comes mixed reactions, relief among both military families and anti-war Democrats, a collective breath of weariness among millions of Americans who are tired of the longest war, and fury among most of the madcap politicians running for the Republican presidential nomination, who want to placate religious conservatives on the far right, who've wanted to view the Iraq war as a titanic spiritual struggle between Christianity and Islam, a kind of new crusades, if you will. I said most GOP candidates because Representative Ron Paul of Texas, a noted libertarian, is opposed to imperialist wars from the right. In many ways, the drawdown is occasioned by the twin pressures of politics as in upcoming elections and the economy, a mood in Washington to pinch every penny. Lost in American reporting, however, is the obscene cost borne by Iraqis during this decade of war. The nation has shattered, with millions fleeing into exile, untold numbers having died in the war, and the veneer of national unity was broken by intercommunal violence between Sunni and Shia that left some parts of Iraq, especially Baghdad, a charnel house of death. The present U.S.-supported state is remarkable mostly for its corruption, and any rap about democracy in Iraq is but empty rhetoric. What the war has done is strengthened Iran and endangered every regional dictatorship or ally, for they supported the U.S. invasion against great domestic discontent. But the real reason the U.S. pulled the plug is the Iraqi government could not bring itself to sign a status of force agreement between the two governments that would have granted immunity to U.S. soldiers. Faced with the possibility of U.S. troops in Iraqi courts, the Americans blinked. That said, the U.S. still has an embassy there that is the biggest on earth and more a fortress than a diplomatic site. Also, thousands and thousands of U.S. so-called contractors will stay in Iraq, men who are mostly from military backgrounds who are, in essence, corporate mercenaries. So in truth, it ain't over. By a long shot. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.